You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I think I know one name from the last 4 years that has thrown a no-hitter, not counting Musgrove. Is it Musgrove?
It is Musgrove, yes. Joe Musgrove.
Oh, man, you gave me the first name. There's no shot I had at retaining that.
Well, how do you want to play the game? How do you want the back and forth to work here where I quiz you on no-hitters since 2017? So I've got in front of me the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys who have thrown no-hitters.
There have been that many?
In the last 4 years.
Well, I was going to guess there were four.
Well, but you understand that no-hitters, basically, there have been about 150, right? It's perfect games. There have only been like 14 or 15 perfect games. And no-hitters, there might be more than is it possible that there are more than 200 no-hitters?
Man, don't even ask me who threw the last perfect game. I don't know that either. Was it Kevin Millwood?
All right, so let's do this here. I don't know exactly how to do it, but you want to go to the guy who did it before 2021? You're not going to be able to guess it based on anything.
I feel pretty confident about one name, and I think he was the no-hitter before Musgrove. Is Sonny Gray on the list?
Sonny Gray is nowhere on this list, and I think it might be because Sonny Gray's no-hitter was right before this list was. Is it possible that Sonny Gray threw that in 2016 and you're 5 years behind?
Sonny Gray didn't throw a no-hitter last season.
I think Sonny Gray has thrown a no-hitter. I thought it was 5 years ago. Has Sonny Gray indeed thrown a no-hitter, and can anyone tell me how many no-hitters have been thrown in the history of baseball?
Can you guys confirm that Sonny Gray is indeed a real pitcher?
Do you care about combined no-hitters? Because there were three combined no-hitters in 2018.
That's not a real thing.
That's not a real thing in my book either. But if I had to guess, I think the Astros did one. And maybe, wait, was that the first no-hitter in Padres history or the first solo no-hitter?
No, it was the first I don't think that there was a team no-hitter from the Padres. Okay. I think it was the first no-hitter in Padres history. This is the way that I thought we were going to do this, Mike, and I don't feel like it's working right now because the people in the chat are not helpful and they're actively creating something that's not
feasible. They're not helpful. Yes. How am I helping?
There have been 306 no-hitters in history. 300. So,
are you kidding me?
306 no-hitters. And so I've asked the team to put together a group of names that will allow me no-hitter or no-hitter, Mike. Okay. But you'll be not surprised at this at all. Paul Blart, Ed No-No, Edward Penis Fingers, Ralph Cramden. You'll never believe who submitted that one. Ralph Cramden, Wilfred Wild Bill Cody. I'm getting no help from the chat.
I'd rather guess who came up with Ralph Cramden. That was Greg Cody.
Yes. Barry McConkiner.
That was Dan. Dan submitted that one.
That's not a real person.
No. Edward Penis Hands. Okay, so I'm going to say all of those are fake, but...
No, Edward Penis Hands threw a no-hitter in 2018.
Oh, that's right. He's with the Rays.
Jeff Dick Happy?
No, I would definitely own a Dick Happy jersey. So no, I would say no, he did not throw a no-hitter. Not that I want to assume his gender.
So Ralph Kramden, yes or no? Ralph Kramden threw a no-hitter in 2018.
Nope, no. Although I do enjoy his park and drinking and listening to tunes there as well. No.
Doc McGillicuddy.
Tough one.
Dr. M.
Tough one. I'm going to say no.
Huge ass.
This one could go either way.
Huge ass is the way I was supposed to say
huge
that.
Ass, yeah.
Oh, huge ass and not huge ass, yeah, as Dan
not
said
the
it.
Way I said it.
I'm going to say no on both.
No. You're not going to know. Mike Fiers is going to be the only name you know, and Justin Verlander. Those are going to be the only names you know.
Fiers. Wait, Fiers is a guy. He's a real baseball player, and I think he threw a no-no. Didn't he snitch on the Astros, and didn't he also blow up Giancarlo Stanton's face?
Yeah, and he had that stupid G beard one time also on his face. And he has two no-hitters.
Wow. I think he's got two no-hitters. Yeah, that's what
he's
Billy
got
just
two?
I think he's got two no-hitters.
On a resume.
None in my book.
This guy is, he's honestly the most memorable baseball player to me right now. I know so much about him compared to other people. Verlander had a no-no. Didn't know that.
He did have a no-no. What is the rest of the list, Roy? Do you have in front of you here? Because my screen has closed and I have to get out of here for the day and I can't look it up. What's the rest of that list look like?
All right, Joe Musgrove, 2021. Alec Mills, 2020.
Wait, Lucas Giolito, 2020. I'm going to keep asking a pause here. Alec Mills is, I would have said that was a fake name. I would have said 100% that was a fake name. That's a real no-hitter.
Well, that's what I wanted from the group, but instead what I got was Ralph Kramden. Like, I wanted to actually be able to fool you, but I wasn't getting a lot of help from the group.
You would have fooled me on Alec Mills. 100% fake name.
Ted Flowers, 2019.
Wow. Wait a second.
Justin Verlander.
Wait, Ted Flowers just because it came from Billy. Now I'm in my own head. I'm going to say Ted Flowers is... Is he related to Ted Lilly?
No.
Hmm.
Be silly.
Henderson Alvarez.
That sounds. I'm going to say Henderson Alvarez did.
2013.
Ah, damn it. That wasn't last year.
Chris Archer.
No.
Chris Archer is a good pitcher because I saw him in relief of Rich Hill in the one baseball game that I've gone to in the last few years. So I'm going to say Chris Archer did throw a no-hitter.
He did not.
What? I did find it weird that he was coming out of the bullpen.
Marcus Stroman.
Oh, he talks a lot. I think I follow him on Twitter. I'm going to say Marcus Stroman did throw a no-hitter.
He did not.
James Pullman.
I'm going to say a fake name.
That is James Paxton.
Oh, I'm going to say that's also a fake name.
Also a fake name. If you'd gone James Paxton, you would have gotten him. What else is on the list, Roy?
Sean Manier.
Sean Manier. Real name.
It is a real name, but is it a real name that threw a no-hitter?
Oh, he's a left winger for the Devils? Damn it.
That last name is spelled M-A-N-A-E-A. That's a real name.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely real.
And it threw a no-hitter, that name.
No, for who?
I have no idea.